This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Moments of the week are captured on Fridays usually, and today hopefully no exception to that rule. It's Friday the 21st of August. I think we already have acknowledged the month is two-thirds of the way over, and I'm wondering what you're going to do for Labor Day. That becomes a focus of conversation, perhaps, if we have time during the course of of this hour.
I can't think about Labor
Day
yet.
I know, it's really, it's very, yay. DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here at your service and on your side with an overview. Let's start first with the final night of the Democratic Convention. I saw one person describing it as historic. I haven't the slightest idea how that...
I think maybe that was the description the night before because Kamala Harris accepted the nomination for vice president.
What's historic about that?
First woman of color to accept as a vice president.
It's huge.
It is. Isn't huge for me. I would like to have someone who was, I made my point, I think, on this and her enough times. I don't want to beat a dead horse, as it were. So if there are to be reflections of the on the convention from the two of you, I think I've made myself very clear on it. Snooze fest at best. The sorts of things that were said, that I think I use the term hate, and I don't like that word at all, but that's all I heard. What little I did pay attention to in comments or what I've read, which was significant, I spent most of the ride back last night on the plane reading and putting together pieces of various stories. You'll be very happy to know that I installed the United Airlines app.
Oh, good luck with that, because that app is the worst. It's totally useless. Their Wi-Fi is pathetic. It's not real Wi-Fi. Ugh, don't get me started.
Okay, well, I don't want to get anybody started.
When technology is offered and it turns out to just be a fake offering, that pisses me off to no end. And every time I'm on United, I have that same experience. It's not real Wi-Fi, and then you have to use their app, and then their app doesn't work on your laptop or your iPad. I cannot stand United.
United.
Wait, why were you not on American?
Because they don't have a direct flight back.
They canceled their flight. I saw that they canceled 15 cities that Americans no longer flying in and out of.
I also had a friend who flew American yesterday and was complaining about how they're jamming the flights just full with people.
Great.
So
you
might have been well served actually flying United yesterday.
Well, United, because this is a pretty reflective statement on what's going on at the moment anyway. Normally at this time of year, there are 14 direct flights between Boston and Los Angeles every day in each direction, whether it be JetBlue, whether it's American, United, Delta, or Alaska. And now there are three. Two on JetBlue and one on United, and that's it. So I don't choose to wander around through an airport, even though I'm not scared in relationship to what the virus is all about. I just don't want to waste another hour and a half, which is what, hour and 40 minutes, which is what it takes to make connections. And so, especially in a circumstance where I got a couple of days. Yeah, exactly. With connections the way they are this time of year. So, anyway, the Democratic Convention was something I was reading about, as I started to say, and I'm not impressed. The people who gave Mayor Pete was okay. Cory Booker is a waste of time. You lose something in translation. I'll be the first one to tell you that the flat screen doesn't give you any emotion. It doesn't give you any of the oompa-pa Maybe it's because there was no audience. I mean, whatever it was.
Well, as someone who's actually voting for Biden, I think I should probably step in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Neither of you are going to be voting for this ticket. So as someone who is voting for that ticket, there were two moments for me that really stood out last night. I thought Michael Bloomberg was phenomenal. It was he was my mayor for a long time living in New York City. He was an amazing mayor. He's an amazing businessman. I thought I was so impressed with his speech. I literally found myself as I'm watching. I didn't watch the whole convention last night. I didn't see Cory Booker. I saw like Mayor Pete in the background on my phone. But I had the full TV on for Michael Bloomberg, and it was sort of coincidental how that happened. But as he was speaking, I found myself moving closer to the edge of the couch and just being drawn in. I thought he was had energy that I have not seen from him since he was mayor in New York.
I thought he had phenomenal energy. Yeah.
I thought of you, Doug, because I was like, you know, I'm like, this is the Bloomberg that was my mayor. This is the guy. This energy, this level of enthusiasm, and he was fired up and just, you know, the thing that excites me about this ticket, and it has nothing to do with Biden or Kamala, but what excites me about the future of this ticket are the people that Biden is going to bring into his administration. Bloomberg is definitely going to have some sort of major role in this administration. It was very clear last night from how prominent his position was speaking, the words he chose. I'm excited about a lot of people he's going to appoint. So Bloomberg was a major highlight for me, and I thought Biden gave the speech of his life. I thought he was phenomenal. And everybody wants to say, oh, he's like mentally declining or whatever.
Nah, I don't buy that either.
That's total BS. So that's like some right-wing conspiracy
theory. Well, keep in mind, he was reading. No. He was reading off of a teleprompter. What people are
paying for. They all are.
That's what you're supposed to do. But he did well because he was reading off a teleprompter. When he gets in trouble is when he speaks off the cuff, and that's why he hasn't answered a question from a mainstream media reporter in over a month.
He and Kamala are doing
like
that sit-down interview
weeks.
On Sunday night.
Yeah, that was big news. Do you know why that was big news? Because he hasn't answered a question for 6 weeks at least or more. I mean, I think it was July 8th.
That's not true. I've seen him on lots of TV. I've seen him on MSNBC.
You have not seen him on TV. I promise you. You've seen him on his own video channel where he's running for president. And so when it's in the controlled environment, he'll answer a question. He has not agreed to a media interview, I think, since July 8th. And so that's why it became news yesterday that he's actually sitting down, because he won't speak off the cuff. So that's the problem. And
I think that's a specious argument. There are reasons for liking or for both
of
you.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're a president, 700 more questions Trump took in the last month than Biden. 700.
Well, Trump has kind of made a mess out of every interview he's done. So if Biden's people are saying, you know, let's not do like off the cuff interviews right now, okay? Because look at that Axios interview that Trump did. That was a disaster. And then he was on Fox. I mean, Trump has had some really big missteps with live interviews.
Okay, the last question that Biden took, he called the black reporter a junkie and accused him of being on cocaine.
But
so,
he does that, but he tells people, he's been saying that kind of stuff for years.
Right, but is that okay? I mean, is that part of it?
I'm not okay with anything Trump has said. So at this point, I don't care. I just don't. And so if that's where we are politically, fine. But, you know, there's nothing that Trump
can say. That's the message of the... of the convention is that it's all about the hatred of Trump. And that, to me,
well,
that
I think that's true.
Trump's brought that on himself.
Well, but that doesn't tell me what they're going to do in the future.
Half of Congress, and he has just completely taken that chance and stepped all over it.
I don't think people were, and it was symbolic, because half of the Democrats that were in Congress didn't even show up for his inauguration. So if they were willing to give him a chance, they sure had a poor way of showing it. And I think that's what was just – it was too much for me to watch, because it just – instead of telling me what you were going to do, there was a little more substance in Joe Biden's speech, and I'm glad. But for the whole 4 days, it was rallying around hating Trump. And
but
I think that's
how the party feels. So
negative.
If that's how the party feels, everything is negative about Trump. So if that's how the party feels, then, you know, look, the RNC is not, you guys are not voting for Biden. You're the wrong audience for this. The RNC, 4 days of Trump talking about how crazy he is, but if you're telling me,
I guess if it's about unifying,
ladies,
it's a problem.
We know where both of you are, and I respect both of your opinions, and I'm not sure that anybody's going to be changed by, nor are you going to be changed by anything that has come about during the course of the week. The one thing that you said, Victoria, that maybe offers a glimmer of hope, if that's, I just can't bring myself to Kamala Harris. I just can't.
But Kamala, I can, let's say her name correctly, because I'm getting really tired of everybody can pronounce Ghislaine Maxwell, but no one can say Kamala.
I don't pronounce either one of them, and it doesn't make any difference to me.
Okay.
But anyway, so the essence of what Bloomberg said, and I'm just, since you said what you did, I'm looking at some of the things. I'll maybe take a little time to see that video today. He was speaking when
if
I was on the plane.
If you didn't see his speech, I think
I couldn't
you
have
would
seen
be
it.
Very impressed. Yeah,
because the United app isn't worth much, as you said. So
there you go. yeah.
Anyway, the wildfires in California, Jennifer, and the governor there trying, instead of paying attention to his job, he's taking shots at Trump. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that drives me nuts. And it's the kind of thing that makes me so dislike either party and their structure. Because it's all about party, it's not about substance. Okay, you jerk. So if Trump doesn't step up to the plate, what are you doing? What have you done? And I don't see that he stepped up to the plate at all. I find him to be a noxious, obnoxious, nickel-bending boob. Newsom.
California. Okay.
Yeah, right. So what about the...
Sorry, for some reason I thought of Colorado because they've got all the fires and stuff that they're dealing with.
We have 367 fires right now that
really
they know
bad
of.
California and Colorado.
That there may be a lot more burning that they don't know about. And I guess this is my message. If you're trying to figure it out, like Doug, you're trying to figure it out, look to California for what leadership from a very progressive position is doing. And you'll see people are leaving the state in droves. And the latest reason why is because we have no power. We are the closest state to the Green New Deal that is on in this country. And power has been rolling. We've been having rolling blackouts. We've been having threats to the power grid because of all of the environmental regulations.
Well, it's also kind of like it seems like you could make an argument that we were talking, Megan and I were talking about this yesterday. You can make an argument that this is almost purposeful, that they're trying to make a point about the Green Deal or whatever it is that you call it.
Didn't the power company in California get bailed out? Right.
No, that's not.
Again?
That's Northern California.
They
we're talking about Southern
out.
California. Los Angeles temperature was 104, 5, 6, 7 this week. It has been for 25 years. I've been going to California since 1993. There have been plenty of instances when the temperature was as hot as it was this week when I was there, and there were no rolling blackouts.
They're killing people because people are trapped at home, and now they're shutting their power off. And so, to answer your question, Victoria, it was about something different. The infrastructure was causing fires, and so it wasn't necessarily a bailout. They had a cap on how many losses they had to pay. But a totally different element to the story is that we have so many strict environmental regulations that because of it, the power grid is now compromised. The governor was warned about it last year. He ignored it. He found out this year, not only, and you're dealing with a couple of things, not only are you dealing with the more people being home because of the pandemic, malls are closed, movie theaters are closed, places where people would go to get some relief are closed. So people are stuck at home, and they're using more power because of it. So that, on top of a problem that was already anticipated last year by the state legislature and ignored by Newsom, is now having a really bad impact. People are having thousands of people without power. I mean, it's a mess. And then you've got the fires burning, which is another issue. And there are 367 fires burning throughout the state, again, because the state will not clear brush because of environmental regulations.
It's just the whole, we can go through a litany, and I don't want to, of what and why and how that California, as an example of a progressive state, doesn't really work. Right now, though, I'd like you to think about what kind of a night's rest you had last night. Did you have a good night's rest, a good night's sleep? The ladies say, I sound like I had a good night's rest. Well, I was sleeping on my pillow mattress topper on top of my pillow mattress and my pillow sheets, my pillow pillows. The layers on the mattress topper are made from with three unique layers made in a way no other mattress topper is. Keep your body cool at night, and it's removable, it's easy, and it's cool, literally and figuratively. Go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, and make sure you are, you make.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is it me or am I thinking all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but lately Taylor Swift sounds the same. Every song she does sounds the same, or is that just me?
You've heard a lot of her new stuff from Folklore, which is very like this. It's mellow.
Yeah.
The whole album is
not in singing. She's more of the total package. She's not like a great vocalist.
Right, I don't think.
She's a good performer.
Her songwriting on this album is really great. It's really probably the deepest stuff that she's done. It's not poppy. It's not bubblegum. I like the album a lot. It took me a while to adjust to it because it's so different from everything she's done. But, you know, I think she's moving into a more mature phase of her songwriting. She's 30
Taylor
now.
Taylor Swift.
So,
yeah,
she
in the focus.
Good.
24 at the hour here on the Friday DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, and Taylor Swift, whose fans apparently made a mad dash for an East Nashville record store yesterday because now that she's a part-time local resident, she gave a surprise batch of signed copies of her new album, Folklore, to this record store. It's called Grimey's New and Pre-Loved Music. The signed CDs were only available in the store or for curbside pickup if you're into that. Sold out in less than an hour. There's no doubt about it. The Swifties are Swift. I said the Grimy store on Twitter. Thanks to all of you for masking up and coming in for a signed copy of Folklore. Many thanks to Taylor Swift 13 for signing albums for our peeps. Grimy's was one of the several independent shops that received signed CDs on Thursday. Others included Vintage Vinyl in St. Louis, Newbury Comics in Boston, and Reckless Records in Chicago. Now, in its third location, Grimy's is widely considered to be Nashville's big independent record store. Swift made her fondness for the store known last April when she gave an undisclosed amount of money to every full-time staffer as Grimy's was shut down during the coronavirus things that got started Taylor, subdued, introspective, as you described it, this album released in July. So, anyway, that's it's retrospective, introspective, however. Next up, Taylor Perry. Taylor Perry, good duck.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe not. Katie, Taylor Perry's sister.
Well, they are friends again, so you
are
can
they?
Dash
good.
Up their names. They are,
that's
yes.
Nice, yeah. They, the Katy Perry folks unveiling a new song called What Makes a Woman from her new album, Selfie. Let's listen to this first. Her new album is called Smile. She's pregnant, isn't she?
She is. Mm. First child with Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. So she called into a Lebanese radio station to reveal that What Makes a Woman is dedicated to unborn child. Why would she call a Lebanese radio station? Is there something?
She's been doing radio tours around the world, so I don't know. Why wouldn't she? Maybe she's big in Lebanon, and we didn't know.
Well, I was wondering whether she spoke Lebanese or whether it was in English.
No.
But anything else. Anyway, Smile serves as Perry's first full-length release since a couple of years ago when she released Witness, preceded by the ballad Daisies as its lead single. Smile is supposed to hit retailers, I think, next week, right, a week from today, looks like. So, that sounds more like, okay, but again, I say this, I don't want to say it, but most of the stuff today.
To me, her stuff all sounds the same.
Same, yeah, thank you. The older brother of the Manchester Arena bomber, sentenced to 55 years. Remember that from two or three years ago?
Yeah. That doesn't seem like enough.
Why didn't we just put him life in jail?
I mean, that's what it seems like it should be. That was that was terror.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, it's 28 after. This is the DJV Friday program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden formally accepted the Democratic presidential nomination last night as the party's four-night virtual convention wrapped up. Biden saying of the sitting president he'll face in November,
"Our current president has failed in his most basic duty to the nation. He's failed to protect us. He's failed to protect America and my fellow Americans That is unforgivable.
President Trump is promising next week's Republican convention will have more live speakers than the DNC had. Former Trump White House strategist Steve Bannon, out of jail after pleading not guilty to federal fraud charges, the Justice Department charging him and three others with scamming donors to a We Build the Wall fundraiser. Prosecutors say Bannon and the others used some of the donor money for personal expenses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The storm that could turn into the next hurricane of the season that could hit the U.S., now a tropical depression in the northwestern Caribbean. It is expected to hit the Texas and Louisiana coast on Monday night. Goodyear workers and local leaders in Akron, Ohio, voicing their support for the tire maker in the face of attacks by President Trump. Dozens rallied outside Goodyear's Akron headquarters yesterday to support the company after the president called for a Goodyear boycott after workers at a Kansas Goodyear factory were told that Trump's MAGA hats were banned on the campus. Goodyear says political campaign statements are not allowed on their properties as an anti-harassment measure. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves ordering a stop to tailgating at college football games this fall. Under an executive order issued yesterday, social distancing must be enforced and seating will have to be capped at 25% capacity, and those game day rallies and tailgating events are forbidden. And Tosh.0 is coming to an end. The comedian's video clip comedy show, wrapping up after its upcoming 12th season. Daniel Tosh had signed a 4-season deal with the company back in January. It's unclear if he'll remain with the network now that his show is canceled. The sources telling Variety that Tosh and Viacom are shopping the series to other outlets. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Delve into why we have so much laughter in the virtual studio here.
Yeah, that's not too.
Friday, the 21st of August is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. I suppose the D&D JV comes first, so maybe some people think of this as the old Doug Steffen program, but hardly. With the input of Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, every day, it's a highbrow look at the whatever you guys. What is going on here between the two of you? Come on, fess up. But
this time it's not about you. We definitely say it has nothing to do with
Victoria,
you.
Victoria, let me just say something quickly. May 4th, 2015.
Oh no! I have to scroll back.
May 4th, 2015.
We're Facebook stalking someone and we're having a laugh.
Really? God.
We just found the real Carol Baskin.
Yes.
I know, but you see,
and he
you
hasn't
can't...
even seen Tiger King, so he doesn't even get the reference.
No, oh, I don't man. Get it at all. But I think you gotta bring the audience in on this. It's not fair. The audience
okay,
is gonna be scratching their head saying, wait,
yeah,
I'll let you handle this one.
Is that, you know, sometimes, and I know we've all done this, when we start looking, you know, sometimes something in someone's Facebook feed, like, might catch your attention. And so last night something caught my attention in my Facebook feed. And so I said to Victoria, we have to look at this tomorrow. So we just did a little investigation, and it doesn't even matter, like, who the person is, because we don't have people in common, but you know how this goes. When you start looking at one thing, then it leads to another thing, then it leads to another thing, and you find yourself sitting for hours on someone's Facebook page.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought maybe you saw a
thank you, Jen.
Picture of Trump naked or something.
No, it's not political at all.
No,
totally not political.
Yeah. All right, so let's go on. This is a smashing success, but I think we best move on into something else that may be depending on...
We'll tell you during the next break. We'll fill you in. We'll let you know.
I don't often laugh at the same things that you do anyway, so whether I see it or get it...
You might laugh at this one.
Or not.
Steve Bannon is not laughing today. He's been arrested. What's the scoop here?
He was arrested on federal fraud and money laundering charges. And prosecutors allege that Bannon and three other people diverted funds from donations made to the nonprofit advocacy group called, quote, We Build the Wall, for personal use. So essentially he defrauded all of the people who donated money to that.
Personal? What, for building the wall?
He left office, he went out and joined a couple of groups. One of the groups was about taking citizens' money to donate towards the wall and the building of the wall. Now, I always thought, as soon as he went in that direction, and it wasn't immediately, and Victor, I'm not stepping on your story, but I just, from my perspective, I thought it was weird.
Yeah, it is, totally. Yep.
He kind of left the White House, talked about being shut out, because he went from being someone who was close to the president to sort of being shut out, but he still talked about some of the president's platform items. He didn't necessarily talk about Trump as much, but he talked about immigration, he talked about some of these other big issues that Trump would talk about. And so when he got involved with this group, I thought it was really weird, because the public is already paying for the wall. If, you know, the public is paying for everything that the government does. Whether you like it, you don't like it, you love it, you hate it, whatever.
Right.
If it's a government project,
private money,
you're already paying for it.
Weird.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the idea behind this organization, when I saw it, was kind of bizarre. And he would take private donations to build the wall. So I questioned that, and I remember questioning it, and then just didn't think about it again because I never saw it again. But apparently it's either problematic,
your instincts were correct.
Or Steve Bannon has pled not guilty, and so he thinks he's being somehow, you know, singled out, which is a possibility too.
Yeah, so here's what they were charged with. So Bannon and these other three guys, they are accused of creating sham invoices and accounts to launder $25 million in nonprofit funds from the people who thought they were donating to this nonprofit, We Build the Wall. And instead, Bannon and his cohorts are accused of taking this money. Bannon, I believe, was seen by, was off the coast of Connecticut. There was a yacht involved where he spent some of this money, where he vacationed. In his case, prosecutors say specifically Steve Bannon alone funneled at least $1 million to a separate nonprofit in an attempt to conceal the money that was ultimately put towards the yacht and other things that were you know, deemed personal use.
Well, nobody's going to notice.
Well, I guess he thought so. Not that bright, I guess. No. Brian Kolfage, the organization's founder and president, reportedly paid for personal home renovations with these donations.
Well,
and
to be fair, it was the Build the Wall campaign. They didn't say which wall.
Right. Build the retaining wall on your property. Yeah, so,
so here's
they had a GoFundMe page. They had
right.
to delete that.
So, he got it. Now so Bannon's a crook.
Yeah,
he's always been a sleaze. He's a sleaze.
The maximum sentence for
each
charge is 20 years, so
he's fighting it.
He might go away for a long time.
He's a sleaze bag. Yeah. All right, but something came out this week that I thought was clever, creative. I liked it a lot because I'm a supporter, not necessarily of the wall per se, or the wall for the walls, you know, for the sake of the wall, but because I think we have we've been able to, because of COVID, the immigration problem has gone into the back seat. So at some occasion, and Jennifer, you'll have to help me with this week, Trump was talking to a group of people, and he suggested that we pay for the wall with a toll on people coming from Mexico into America. And I thought to myself, you know what? That's actually a pretty good idea. Why should I don't really, you know, the taxpayer pays for it or not. We all remember when he said during the campaign that the Mexicans were going to pay for the wall, and everybody laughed at that. But it was just one of his, you know, non sequiturs. He throws stuff out and see what sticks as he throws it against the wall. But this idea, when you think about the toll roads in every state in the country, or most states, California, Massachusetts, New York, good God, cost you $16.
Very few.
Or $18 every day. Anybody
comes to Jersey.
If your husband was driving to work from New Jersey to New York instead of taking the train every day, Victoria, he'd pay $18 every time he went into the city crossing the George Washington Bridge.
Through the Lincoln Tunnel. Sure.
Yeah.
That's what we pay every time we go in and out of the city.
Right. So why not charge people who want to come into this country, if they are not American citizens, when you show your ID and you're not an American citizen, you pay $1, $2, whatever it is. And so if you want to have a wall, you have them pay for it, not necessarily the American taxpayer. And that takes the whole issue, the argument that the Democrats have of not wanting to pay for the wall or whatever, it takes the sting out of that argument. And
it'd be interesting if Canada tried to do this to us, because Americans would be in an uproar if Canada said, hey, everybody, if you want to come see Niagara Falls from the Canadian
but
side,
we don't have a problem,
Canada,
Victoria.
To Toronto or
we don't have a problem with people trying to sneak into the country and suck up our, a lot of our benefits from Canada.
Most people who are trying to do what you're describing fly into America. They're not driving across the border.
A lot of them are coming in at illegal.
So then, would you have a wait a minute? Hold on, Jennifer. So Victoria, then, if that's the case, what would you have a problem with
everyone,
the toll road?
Like I said, I live in New Jersey. Everything's a toll road. If there's a real meaningful reason for it, I would listen to the idea. But what I'm saying is, if this is some sort of if this is under the guise of curtailing illegal immigration, it's not going to work, because most illegal immigrants come in through airports. So unless you want to tax everybody who lives or who flies into every single international airport,
those are, in a lot of cases,
criminals who are doing it too, but there are usually day laborers. There are people who legitimately work in America and drive home to Mexico. So if you want to start taxing people, I think we're going to see along the border states, I think you're going to start to see some backlash from the companies who employ those people.
Companies shouldn't be employing those people. People coming in to do day labor.
Have legitimate work visas too, though. You know, not everybody who crosses. We've been painting such broad strokes with immigration. Not everybody who crosses a border or who isn't from America is doing something illegal.
I live in a border. I live in a border state, and so I see. And you're right. Not people cross the border back and forth every day. It's an area of commerce. But the point is this: if people are not wanting tax dollars to go to or American tax dollars to go to building a wall, then here's another solution that I think is a good one. I mean, it's the same thing. What do the tolls pay for in New Jersey or New York? I mean, it's
supposed to be roads and highways and stuff.
Right, and it's not. So why not have, that's what they say. We don't have very many toll roads in California, but we have a few on these roads that, like, only the elite people can
and
go on because they're expensive.
Into it. When you go on them, you get really suckered.
And then you get a ticket if you're a normal person who just happens to be thrown on there by their navigation unit.
Species management.
Does that be me?
State of California.
But,
all right.
I mean, that's the point, is that this would be just another way to bring in that revenue for a wall. Now, whether the wall will work because the people that are coming in here that we're worried about are the ones who are coming in here not at checkpoints, not at airports, who are trafficking kids, trafficking drugs, trafficking women. And a wall has been proven, at least if you look where one exists, like in Yuma, Arizona, to work. So...
All right, sports time.
I think there's something to it.
The man who killed Michael Jordan's father has been approved for parole. A lot of people do not like this at all. One of two men who killed Jordan's father, this was 30 years ago, has been granted parole. His name is Larry Demery, sentenced to life in prison in 96 for the murder of James Jordan, became a free man, or will become a free man in a couple of years. Demery was 18 at the time. He and his partner, another guy that was a teenager named Daniel Green, came upon Jordan as he was napping in his car on the side of a highway in North Carolina. They shot him, stole his car, and so there. That basically is the story. He was in a swamp. His father. It was a terrible murder. It was awful. Michael Jordan was close to his father, and I think maybe that was part of the reason he retired when he did. They were both convicted of first-degree murder. Each of the people accused the other one of being the trigger man. So in that circumstance, it shouldn't make any difference. That's my spin on it. Both of them, life in prison. This guy Green was sentenced to life as well. But this should be without the possibility of parole. And that's how that should have read. At any rate, he was a prisoner in good standing. Okay, well, still under the circumstances.
I'm really torn on this one because after, you know, these two guys were, what, 18 when they did this?
Yeah.
But after 30 years, I don't know. I do believe that people change and can change if they want to. So I don't know that if you're an 18-year-old kid, we've all, obviously none of us murdered anyone, which is just beyond, it's not even a stupid thing. So there's something else going on there. But I have a hard time believing that after 30 years of incarceration that someone can't realize that what they did at 18 was so unthinkable, you know, but to be able to maybe move forward and be a productive member of society, I don't know. Michael Jordan has been asked for comments and he has not commented. Obviously,
this
is something that's really personal.
I bet he won't.
Probably pretty devastating for him.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yep. All right, Marty Brenneman, you know who he is?
Sports guy, right? Who
the voice of the Cincinnati Reds. I can tell you.
That's actually his dad.
From this is the son, Tom. That was a slip of the tongue, Jennifer. Thank you, because I knew Marty when I was working in Cincinnati.
Well, let me set the stage. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, whenever this event that you're going to talk about happened, it was the day that Marty Brenneman was being put into the Sportscasters Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
So his
son. Do we know what he was talking about? We know that he made the comment. He said that's the, and I'm not going to say the word, but it's the F word to describe gay people, which is horribly homophobic. But he said that's the F capital
of the world.
But the
British use it all the time to reference smoking. So it's one of those words.
I mean, younger Brits don't, but I know and that's Shakespearean actually. It's that's where that comes from. But yeah, it describes cigarettes.
But was he making a reference in an accusatory way? Use no goods.
He said all the blanks in whatever city or something like that. Are
yeah, and he
something.
Said that's the F capital of the world.
Right.
So I don't know what city he was talking about. Lewis and I were talking about this last night, and a lot of his sports producer friends were saying, you know, he got caught with a hot mic. How are you a broadcaster in 2020? You don't know about a
He's
hot mic.
He's not his.
Come
listen,
on.
The statement I would make about him, having worked in Cincinnati for a couple of years, Marty Brenneman was like Pete Rose, could do no harm. This guy is not his old man, even though he was fortunate enough to get into the seat and take over for his father. He's nowhere near. His father was no intellect, but he was focused. And because he was like Johnny Most was with the Celtics in Boston. He was a homer, and the people there loved him. Tom Brenneman is not very smart, and he
well now he's very fired.
Yeah, right. So that's the end of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of fired, Ellen DeGeneres behind the scenes. I see you ladies were talking about this. Our clip of the day with the focus on Ellen, the harassment and that sort of thing. You want to listen to a pointed discussion. That's at djvshow.com along with the entire program today. djvshow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
53 after the hour now, time for the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology on Tech Talk with Victoria and Doug. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I'm going to do the heavy lifting here. Number five.
Yes. I love when you do the heavy lifting of Tech Talk.
I know. Yes, yes, yes. I had to do it. Didn't I have to do it? I did it one day this past week because you weren't around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So you'll save me for myself here. Number five.
Yes. Number five, when Apple introduced its iOS 14 update in June, it spent a lot of the presentation highlighting updates coming to the home screen and apps like Safari and Messages and Siri. But iOS 14 is also full of new accessibility-oriented features, which, among the most interesting, being a new capability that lets you perform actions by simply tapping the back of your phone, which is really cool, and that's a first. So it's meant for those who may face challenges using their iPhone because of their physical or motor impairments. It's called the new back tap feature, and it's going to be useful pretty much, though, for anyone looking for a quicker way to take a screenshot or launch an app. So the software update will be launching for iPhones in the fall. Typically in September is usually when their big updates happen. But you can try an early version of the update by installing the public beta form on Apple's website. I've done a lot of the beta updates on Apple. It is kind of a cool way to get early access to new features. Sometimes it's a little bit clunky because beta is literally meaning that they're testing it out still. But you can do it and it's free if you want. And so the back tap feature, like iOS 14, it brings broader sweeping changes to the iPhone, the ability to add widgets to the home screen, and you can add a new app library, automatically organizes and sorts your apps for you, which is really nice. But to be able to launch things without going through all of the motions of swiping, which most people are swiping now on their iPhones. So the backtap thing will be really cool, and we'll get more details when the official update happens in September. But again, like I said, you can go right onto Apple's website if you want to try the beta version now.
All right. Number four is focus on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook, like a lot of other platforms, are now making it easier to find and support black-owned businesses on the platform. This new feature is part of Facebook's ongoing initiative, which was announced in June, that aims to aid black communities. Admins that manage a Facebook page for a black-owned business will have the option to self-identify as a black-owned business. There's no badge or label that will be displayed, but you will like on Yelp when a lot of people wanted to support black-owned restaurants, black-owned beauty brands, things like that. This is something that a lot of people are looking to do now and actively seeking this out. And so Facebook's taking a page from Yelp and from Google. Facebook also announced that it's allocating $40 million in grants provided to small black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And black-owned businesses with up to 50 employees can apply for the grant money on Facebook. The company will select 10,000 black-owned businesses to award the funds to. And so in June, Facebook pledged to invest $200 million to support black-owned businesses and organizations. Half of that fund was invested in small businesses, creators, nonprofits working with black communities, and then the remaining half went to suppliers.
Number three, this smacks of Big Brother to me. I don't like this idea at all. So you
nope.
It's really, yeah. This is bad. This is really bad. Go ahead.
A lot of Big Brother stuff happening right now. A company that makes a license plate reader announced a national network for law enforcement to follow car movements. So
in fact, everybody's a criminal. That's mm-hmm. using this sort of a thing, the assumption is you're a criminal, we're going to check you out. This got to be unconstitutional, I would think.
You know, the sad thing is this exists already in 700 cities in America.
I know. Yep.
You know, and that's people just aren't aware. People don't know that these issues are happening in their local communities. Maybe they're not voting in local elections to prevent this from happening, but there's a spotlight on the police right now, and this is part of the reason for that. So police often rely on automatic license plate readers to track the movements of cars in their jurisdiction. A surveillance company's new initiative is going to expand those capabilities nationwide. This is called Flock Safety. They make, this is the company, Total Analytics Law Officers Network, TALON is the acronym for it, and so it's going to connect 400 different law enforcement agencies using these cameras around, like I said, there's already 700 cities involved. The ACLU has already showed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents use license plate readers to track people's movements and accessing a database that logs 150 to 200 million scans every month. Big
Ugly.
Brother.
All right, number two. Secret
More
Service,
Big
why
Brother.
Are they here?
Yeah. More Big Brother. The Secret Service reportedly paid for a product called Locate X, which allows the agency to access location data from apps on people's phones. Again, most people buy the data. The Secret Service bypassed that. So this is just more and more Big Brother.
I just put a note on my copy of the story, up yours. Number one.
Number one, the big story of the week, Airbnb, in a very weird time in the economy, has filed...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.